families. Reports a recent investigation in The Economist? Indeed, the liberal magazine's stark cost-benefit case for public investment in childcare should persuade even the most tax-shy conservative. The Economist concludes, improving early childcare in the poorest American neighborhoods yields returns of 10 to 1 or more. Few other government investments pay off so handsomely. If true, here is the strongest case for admitting Keynes to the kindergarten. This essay seeks to shed new light on the oldest human conundrum. How should we raise children? Or more precisely, how might we raise children in a world that has squeezed them into a corner called quality time or childcare, codicils to the greatest economic upheaval of the 20th century, the emergence of two breadwinners? The family crisis is not exactly newsworthy. It must compete for your attention with terrorism, global warming, celebrity marriages, the war on drugs, sex, ozone depletion, Ebola, selfies, the gender war, reality TV, stock prices, social media, free speech, immigration, the race war, celebrity bust-ups, the obesity explosion, and so on. These are all adult issues which feed the insatiable appetite of our catastrophe culture. Against this lineup, news about kids is, well, kids stuff. Children tend to be newsworthy when they die in a hail of bullets in an American school, or shoot their mom by accident in Walmart, or do something cute or precocious. Families have their moments in the sun, but for all the wrong reasons. Celebrities and politicians tend to exploit their children as fashion accessories or election winners. Failed, corrupt, and sleazy politicians always claim, when forced from their jobs, that they want to spend more time with their family, shamelessly deploying their children as the excuse for the decision to resign and stop tormenting us. Religious and reactionary groups have traditionally used the family as a Trojan horse for God, Tupperware parties, social snobbery, and the established order. What is a family? Many loving families exist in a virtual or nostalgic sense, in photos and trophies and memories, social units that have happened or should have happened. Some families feel the need to prove they're real by sending images of themselves together at Christmas or on holidays, smiling out of cards that announce, "We're not dead yet." The perfect family in the photo looks vaguely twee, propped up, and a bit too happy with themselves. With the exception of the sneering, tattooed adolescent on the edge who's thinking, how the fuck did I end up with this lot? We're not going to bore you with a definition of the family, except to say that our idea of one is pretty inclusive. At one extreme, a family is a misshapen bunch of genetically connected strangers who scarcely speak to one another. At the other, a family is a great mob of laughing people who hurl huge checked tablecloths across tables in Provence, or give thanks to the Lord for what they're about to receive in a cabin in Vermont, or cry, "Happy Christmas!" to fellow atheists around an Australian barbecue. A family is also this: a single mom with three kids by three different dads, a dad with several kids in different countries, with whom he communicates by Skype, a gay couple with a straight child, a straight couple with a gay child. They're all examples of what we call the new family. A new family may be dysfunctional, pristine, happy, unhappy, nuclear, single parent, step parent, foster parent, IVF parent, three parent, blended, straight, gay, weird, conservative, broken, transgender, communal, lost, or just sort of muddling along. And every one of them is perfectly normal because they reflect all that is human in the pursuit of love. In short, we're less interested in what a family is than in what works for a family. How do we love them? No doubt many people will say, hey, we're doing enough for the kids already. What they usually mean is they indulge, stress over, and spoil their children, but only when they have the time. Others will say, mate, the kids are all right. There are far more important things to worry about, such as climate change and terrorism. In the next breath, these people invariably